Da-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. Way. Goodbye. Na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. Hey. Goodbye. Good afternoon, guys. This is JohnFlex_TWC215 podcast. And I'm about to hit you with another episode. I love my sports. I love my sports. I love everything about it. Yes, and I got some new shit to tell y'all. If y'all don't understand it or y'all ain't been updated on it, I'm going to tell y'all. Yeah. I told y'all in my last episode, LeBron James situation. Listen, they got Anthony Davis now. Alright? Now, the West Conference is looking kind of strong. Crazy. Kawhi Leonard just signed with the Knicks. PG got traded to the Knicks. Russell got traded to the Rockets. And I don't even know what's going to be popping. Cousins going to the Lakers. And the boy Celtic from Kentucky going to the Warriors. We got Ruckus. I'm sorry, I pronounced his name wrong. We got Russell. D'Angelo Russell. Going to the dang Warriors. We got Kyrie Irving going to the Knicks. And we got that man KD, Kevin Durant, going to the Nets. Damn, it's about to be tough for my Sixers. But it's okay. My man Ben Simmons just signed that big-ass contract, yo. So we know we about to play. And we just signed a shooting guard. Yeah. All I got to say is Ben Simmons, you need to work on that shooting. All right? If not, you better prepare. Project assisting everybody. You better assist. You about to be assisting. Alright? About to be ministrating to everybody. Alright? It's the game now. Yo. Listen, I ain't really. My thing is, my Sixers is going to do their thing. Alright? Shout out to everybody on my Sixers team. Alright? Joel Beat, yo. My king of the center. He going to do his thing. Regardless if we ain't got that many people. He going to get us some games. Nobody can stop him. He's really the best center in the league. Name a center better than him. Y'all can name a team with a center better than him, but you can't name independently that he ain't the center. He is. He the best center in the league now. He like the Shaq. Yeah, I'll call it out. All right, without the Kobe. All right. All our men in the Sixers are tall. Past 6'3", my nigga. Everybody got that wingspan. Yeah. Yeah. But we got a challenge. They're making it hard for us now. Alright? We got a lot of fucking stars in our division. Alright? The Atlanta division. Alright? We got a lot. We got a lot of stars in our Atlanta division. Listen. We are going to be the top two or one or two. Alright? Now, tell you the truth. We going to be the one. Because let me tell you something. KD might not even play all the way this whole year coming up. He's still worrying about that motherfucking leg. I respect him last year. Season. In the finals. Trying to come back and support his team. And he gave him the win. If it wasn't for his points and then he fell off. Warriors wouldn't won that game. The Toronto would just swept the shit out the motherfucking the Warriors. Alright? Listen, I go deep. I be on Instagram. I be on Facebook. I be on all that shit. Listen. Stephen Curry is my favorite shooter. But at the end of the day, you dealing with some women problems. And you need to put that to the side and keep on getting that motherfucking shot up. I see how you shoot back in the day. Now, ever since your girl got all popping, your ass got all weak. I tell y'all, pussy make a nigga weak. I'm tell you, pussy do make a nigga weak. I ain't even going front of that shit. It does, nigga. Shit. You don't want nobody taking shit from you. That's how it is. You know what I'm saying? When I was young, but nobody gonna take my fucking scooter. Ain't nobody gonna take my big wheel and call me as a pussy. Well, you gonna take my bitch. Listen, that's how it is. You're not gonna punk me. But at the end of the day, you making money, and that's your mentality to make this money, and you playing the NBA. So you gotta put that to the side, my brother, man. That ain't even gonna get you that. That ain't my topic. But I just gotta say something to my brother, man, Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry need to go in, stay to his lane. Fuck where all these Instagram people. You fall into the Instagram game, you're going to lose your game. All right? Every three you take, you're going to think about how many times a girl said, every time a nigga said he fucked your girl, knowing damn well ain't fucked your girl. All right? And saying you got a strong ass chick with you, dog. That's some real shit. Like, I fucked with that. I wish I had a chick like that. And the crazy thing about it, you putting your chick on. You put her on. And she already got, like, two restaurants or some shit. Plus more, probably. I don't know. But listen, yo, don't let the outside fuck up your game. Because if that fucks up your game, ain't nobody gonna claim you no more. They're gonna say Stephen Curry is a pussy. Steph, my nigga, you 3-time champion. Got them rings on you. You did way better than LeBron in his years. And you went to a bogus ass team. You really waited. What you did, what I like about you is that you did something smart. Like, you didn't, all right, I'm gonna announce that I'm going to another team because I need a ring. No, nigga, you stay with that team. Team fell off so many years, it built up, got a fucking backup team. When you signed my nigga Iguodala, which I wish y'all didn't, but now I'm proud that y'all did, because I wish that the Sixers did the same thing, kept him motivated, and they would have got a ring. But no, they ain't built around the Sixers, okay? Iguodala was smart. And then the Sixers were smart too, but they were stupid at the same time. Because if you keep Iguodala, you put that Jim, you put that Joel B, you got that Ben Simmons, woo, woo, woo. I'm telling you, this shit would be crazy. Y'all tripping. The NBA tripping. Y'all managers and y'all CEOs are fucked up in the head. Y'all only look at the fucking comments and feed off of comments all the damn time. It ain't about the comments. It's about what your team is. It's about your team is. That's what OKC did. Alright? I love Russell. But at the end of the day, that man got an attitude with a lot of teammates. Look, listen. You're the star. But you can't have the ball all the damn time. You can't score 100 points all the time. You can't make bad decisions when you mad. Your energy is like a feminine chick. We need to calm that down. We men. We don't show that. We have it in us, but we don't show it. We don't show that. But now it's going to be crazy because I'm hoping for my man James Harden to get a ring. I want him to get a ring so bad. I wish he'd just say, fuck the Rockets and go to the Sixers. But no, I got players on other teams that I love. If my Sixers fall, I'm going to my players. But when my Sixers are staying bold, my Sixers staying strong, nigga, we're the best. We're the best in the East. We tell you the truth, it's, when I look at the decisions, it's a lot of rookies. It's a lot of rookies on our side. Only thing we're going to have problems with is the West. That's the only thing is. But we're going to learn that. We can destroy the fucking East. Sixers, we can destroy the East. There's no Kawhi Leonard. There's no Dwayne Wade. There's no LeBron James. Listen, we would expect, yo, Kemba Walker to be somebody, but now he's on a better team. He might do something. And plus, he's in Atlanta. He might give us a run. If he assists right, he ain't a real good shooter, but he can give you some points. He know who to pass it to. All right? Jason, the boy Jason from the Celtics. Yeah, he nice for him. But at the end of the day, he got the boy Taco. So it's going to make it easy for him to score. Lay alley hoops and all that shit. Let me tell you something about Taco. When you run into the Sixer man, you run into the J.E., yeah, you run into the Joe going to fuck you up. He the best. He always going to be the best until he fuck up his knees again. As long as he stay healthy, we are the best. We always going to be the best. We just signed the best small forward that everybody was, I want to say, like, I don't know, but he really is the best. Tobias is the best. He quiet. He knows his game. He does what it is. Y'all tried to play this man. Y'all trade him around like he's some type of bitch. Like, literally. And guess what happened? He fell on the team that signed his ass back. He ain't going nowhere. All right? We got three best top players. I wish we'd have kept J.J. Redick. He's come off the bench, shoot us the threes like Kyle Korver, but we ain't got that no more. Shout out to the Pistons. Shout out to the motherfucking Pelicans. All right? Shout out to the Pelicans because they did something good. But he ain't no starter. But he'll give you that motherfucking bank. I was fucked with J.J. Redick. Like I said, I'm NBA bound. I love all players. But my team is the Sixers. All right? I wish my Rockets would play somebody. All right? I wish James Harden would have went to the Sixers. I wish Russell went to the Sixers. All my favorite players, I wish to go to the Sixers. But at the end of the day, it didn't work like that. All right? It don't. It will never work like that. All managers and CEOs and corporations, all they want to pick who they want to pick. They sit back, eat their chips, and drink their beer, and think, maybe this person might be a good fit. Or maybe take that person out. Or maybe he should be here. Yeah, I understand that. That's y'all game. Y'all do that. But at the end of the day, my Sixers is going to destroy everybody. That's how I feel. That's how I want it to be. I know it. I have faith in my team. I don't know about other people. You know, another team I feel sorry for, and I don't like to feel sorry for nobody, is the Trail Blazers. You know what I'm saying? Dame Lillard, man. That man signed that good-ass contract, man. Listen, I hope they fucking win something. Probably get to the finals, if anything. Get to the finals. Don't make that fucking team play for you and you be the motherfucking globetrotter shooting full half-court shots and all that. You got CJ up there doing his thing. You got a center. You got a Whitehead, not a blackhead. Whitehead. You know what I'm saying? He good too. Listen, y'all need a center. Y'all did need a center. But now, this year coming up, y'all gotta show some shit. It ain't the first round, the second round. It's the conference and the finals. It ain't about trying to win that championship. It's trying to prove that, yeah, we're the best in the West. And y'all are, but y'all don't do it progressively. Y'all team ain't strong enough. It's like y'all build around Damian Lillard and not figure out what Damian Lillard wants. But he gonna play his game though. You're going to pass it to your little bullshit ass center. You're going to pass it to your fucking power forward and your fucking shooting guard, your small forward. But at the end of the day, he wants to win. Y'all trying to save money. It's time for y'all to get that ring. Damian Lillard is going to fucking wind up trading in a couple of 2 years with that maximum contract. Y'all can pay that man all y'all want. He can be the face of all he want, but he... Let me tell you something. He gonna be a Carmelo Anthony. He gonna be a Vince Carter. Alright? But if I was in NBA, I don't wanna be a Carmelo Anthony or Vince Carter. I wanna be a LeBron James. I wanna make my own moves. I wanna go to a team that's trying to win. I'm not trying to just be here and try to show my talent and y'all not doing everything y'all supposed to fucking do. If I put up 40 points, somebody gotta put up 20 and 30 points too. Alright? I ain't going to win off of 40 points all the damn time. You ain't always going to win by 5 or 10 points. Nowadays, these points are going to get up to more than... It's going to be 100 game ball now. Defense is whack now because everybody's shooting with the defense in their face. The pressure don't mean shit to nobody now. It don't. It's just what it is. You just got to push it. Everything got to be pushed to the limit now to y'all Trailblazers. Oh, for real. I'm coming to all my top players, all my top teams that I love and I like. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James, he know what he doing. He ain't stupid. He ain't never been to college. And let me tell you something right now. Half of y'all college people haven't probably even passed half of y'all fucking classes and shit like that. Y'all ain't even on LeBron James level. And that's the crazy shit about it. This man just move around. He just make motherfuckers better. Literally. He makes everybody around him better. And that's what y'all need to do when y'all on y'all own team. If y'all want mentors, y'all might as well have LeBron get a seminar and teach y'all how to be fucking good star players. Because he already started in the NBA. There's not a really, besides Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, on top of my head right now, my love players, listen, ain't nobody out here stopping this man. This man knows what he's doing. He goes right to the office and tell you, I don't like the center and I don't like the small forward. We need to transition on something. All right? You need to sit down and talk to your people. Not always the coach. The coach is the same position as the player. Only thing different is that he's dictating to what the up board is saying and he's trying to make the players play their game. But at the end of the day, LeBron ain't stupid. He overpowers the coach. He goes to the motherfucking manager. He goes to the CEOs. He goes to the motherfucking chairman. He tells them. He sits there and has Taco Tuesday with them. We got to build, guys. NBA, listen, Sixers. We can destroy the Lakers. Alright? Anthony Davis is a newcomer. He might fuck up and mess himself up trying to be hype. That's all we worrying. Listen. I ain't even gonna go. This episode of the NBA. This is Young Flex underscore TWC215. Alright? Hey, get y'all game together, guys. It's NBA, guys. Get your game together. Y'all getting paid a lot of money to progress. And I'm seeing a lot of old heads. It ain't progressing right. And I don't like that shit. Everybody paying money for y'all to do y'all job. And nobody's not here doing their job. For the teams that I'm talking to. These teams know who I'm talking to. And I ain't even gonna say their names. Because that's how I do. This is another episode of Young Flex underscore TWC215 podcast. Hit me up. Bow. Like my shit. Comment my shit. Do what you like. Say some shit. Talk to me. Message me. It don't make a difference. Long as you understand where I'm coming from. If not, boop!